devil's advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dirty deeds are done dirt cheap, but the expense report is going to kill you. 844-967-2789.
Let's get back to the phones. Pizza Box, Mike, first time today. Welcome back, Pizza. What do you got?
Hey, Michael.
What am I supposed to get 2 times a day?
Because
I didn't know you could do that.
Oh. No,
we got someone call us multiple times and we just ignore them sitting in queue.
Yeah, well, I'm going to start messaging and communicating some things that I guess that half the Democrats aren't going to like. But first of all, Joe Biden, God, no, he shouldn't be running for the next term. If for nothing else, just for his wife comparing Latin people to breakfast tacos. I mean, people aren't going to forget that stuff. And how could you say something so stupid?
Well, Joe Biden's the first lady. Melania doesn't care, do you? And I don't think this will be an issue beyond this week's news cycle. I mean, really, Pizza Box, I'm not saying it wasn't obtuse. I'm just saying there are bigger fish to fry than whether or not Joe Biden made a bad analogy. Dom does nearly every day on the radio.
Yeah, but usually don't insult specific groups of people, Mike.
Yes, but take a look at the swing. How many Latin people are... lining up in the Republican Party. That's what happened last time around, too. Listen, you can't make excuses for lame-ass Democrats anymore.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi, there was only one person in the Democratic Congress that didn't vote to codify Roe v. Wade, and that's the one that the brass got behind, Henry Cuellar. This Democratic Party is disgusting. You cannot do anything about the Republican Party except let it implode. But the Democratic Party, we need to read out the problem that we've had for four decades now. I've been watching these guys. It's been my whole adult life, man. I don't want my children and grandchildren to suffer further consequences. I've been able to get through it. I'm a white guy, right? I'm 60. Nobody gives a damn about me anymore, and I don't care about that. This is just awful. Watching the media and bringing on John Bolton so he can whine and talk about, oh, they're attacking the Republican Party and we're not all like that. Yes, you are. You're the Nazi Party. And the Democratic Party sliding that way, man. I'm
Mike,
sick of it. I can't identify with either.
All right, so, Mike, who can you identify with? Who do you see that could be? If Joe Biden bows out, decides he's not running, who would you like to see run and take it?
The people that stand up and speak to the truth of power.
No, I know, but someone's got to be there, Mike. It's not just a Dem. It's got to be a person. Is there a person that you think would fulfill what you want as a voter and also, bring the Democratic Party together and actually win the nomination and the presidency? What's the name? Name the names, Mike.
Name names.
I did. Gavin Newsom is top in line. Any of the people that have been speaking progressive language, everybody talks about, Charlie Johnson, he can communicate. What's he communicating? Is he out there talking about the same things I am that are the problem within the Democratic Party? Or are they licking the boots of the brass like they have been for decades?
Michael, I cannot believe you said Gavin Newsom, the current governor of the state of California, but I agree with you. Right now, he's fighting. He's out there doing progressive things, and he is the best leader the Democratic Party has on their bench with some youth behind him. Let me make that caveat, because I love me some Bernie Sanders. I love me some Elizabeth Warren. I would be more than willing to embrace either of those very progressive candidates.
Youth, tall, and nice hair.
Well, I got two of the three.
Nah, you got one of the three.
Here's the big knock on Gavin Newsom. His ex, the best is yet to come. Gavin Newsom's ex-wife is, guilfoyle, is now going to marry Don Jr.
Living in sin with Don Jr. Yeah, it's a strange world. Oh, on that regard, Patrick Byrne, the Overstock dude who has been, quoted and apparently interviewed by the January 6th committee, allow me to give you one of my grievances. I totally forgot about this. His ex-girlfriend was Maria Butina, the Russian NRA agent that was all over the place.
Isn't that Scott Walker's ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, what?
So another Russian, influence connection in the White House, man. I mean, all you gotta do is foment anarchy, and that's all you need.
It's like anarchy kimchi.
It's just unbelievable. Totally forgot about that. Patrick Byrne's ex girlfriend is Maria Butina from the NRA, and of course, convicted Russian spy, and now what? In the Duma, whatever the Russian government is, she's part of it. So that's an interesting side bit.
It's almost like you.
Why you interrupt me when I say the number? 844-967-2789.
Well, if you ever said the number, I might see it coming, but I often say the number and you often interrupt.
Dan from Madison, you're next. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Dan the man, Levitan, you're up. I think Dan fell asleep behind the wheel.
What's going on, Dan? You okay? You okay?
Danny, are you okay? Are you okay?
Danny, you okay? No, it's Annie. Annie, yeah.
Oh, well, different MJ. Song?
All right, song. So, well, I can't believe this. We talked about this a lot today.
I've got a final topic, too, to talk
really?
About.
Really? Okay, all right, go ahead.
A mischaracterized relationship between Fancy Brian's hero, Tom Brady, and Donald Trump. Brady's out whining. You know, we're not as close as people were saying we were. He's out there, you know, seeking distance from the alleged insurrectionist former president.
Well, yeah, you hang out with fascists, all of a sudden people judge you, Milwaukee. Now,
here is what's being reported today. Brady telling Variety in a wide-ranging interview, well, this was 17, 18 years ago, talking about having previously golfed with Trump. I was so young. I got to go to a private golf course. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. Brady said he had not spoken with Trump in a lot of years. I think the press just mischaracterized a lot, said Brady, according to the report. My personality isn't ever one to insult anybody. I hear he's a hell of a tough teammate. I think he actually is known for insulting a few teammates, but anyways, I'll read
that. And cheating, and being a great quarterback, and cheating.
And he says, and I have plenty
of my... I'll send an article about that. He didn't do it.
I have plenty of my own flaws, similar to Dominic. I'm not here to point out anyone else's flaws. Leave that to Crudy. There are things that I agree with. There are things that I don't. There are things I agree with my wife about. There are things that I don't. I love her to death, but we don't always see eye to eye. I don't see eye to eye with anyone. And I'm not responsible for what other people say. I'm really responsible for what I say. So if people want to say things that I said or that I'm about, that's up to them. And I'm not going to respond to all the things all the time either. So I'm putting it down for
maybe
just like,
hey, how about, hey, Brady, do you think a losing candidate should overthrow the government?
Are we talking Super Bowl or electoral? Have a great weekend, everyone. Stick around. Friday Night Live and live radio all weekend right here.
Go get him.
Sign on with the devil.
I'm Satan reincarnated.
The best is yet to come.
I can taste it.
Because we're very high.
Have at it.